Fifth, a detailed framework to assess educational business development opportunities. In terms of content and pedagogy to be made up of, curriculum design. Assess the content's quality, relevance, and differentiation. Teaching methods. Understand the pedagogical approaches and how they cater to modern learners' needs. Assessment and feedback. Ensure there are robust mechanisms for student evaluation and feedback. Content and pedagogy are at the heart of any educational venture, influencing its effectiveness and appeal to learners. Here are key elements to consider. Let's look at identifying key areas of curriculum design. Curriculum design, to be made up of quality and relevance. The curriculum should be high quality and relevant to the needs of modern learners. This includes up-to-date information, practical applications, and alignment with current academic or industry standards. Differentiation. Your content should stand out from what's already available. This could be through unique subject matter, innovative presentation, or new research or technology integration. Diverse learning styles. Cater to different learning styles, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, etc., by incorporating various content types like videos, interactive simulations, readings, and practical exercises. Continue to key areas of teaching methods. To be made up of modern pedagogical approaches. Adapt teaching methods that align with contemporary educational practices. This could include blended learning, flipped classrooms, project-based learning, or experiential learning approaches. Engagement and interaction. Focus on methods that engage learners actively. Interactive sessions, group discussions, and collaborative projects can enhance engagement. Technology. Utilization. Leverage technology to enhance learning. This might include digital tools for collaboration, AI-driven personalized learning paths, or immersive technologies like AR/VR for experiential learning. And the key areas of assessment and feedback. To be made up of varied assessment methods. Employ various assessment methods to cater to learning and evaluation styles. This includes traditional tests, project-based assessments, peer reviews, and self-assessments. Continuous feedback. Provide regular and constructive feedback to students to guide their learning process. This can be automated, like quizzes with instant feedback, or personalized, like tutor comments on assignments. Measuring learning outcomes. Ensure your assessments effectively measure the intended learning outcomes. Regularly review and update assessment methods to maintain their relevance and effectiveness. Incorporating these elements into your content and pedagogical strategies can significantly enhance the educational value and appeal of your venture. A strong focus on quality content, effective teaching methods, and robust assessment mechanisms are key to creating a successful and impactful educational experience.